the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to you. Yes, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You'll notice I'm somewhat hoarse. I'm still recovering from yelling too much during a Cavaliers versus Warriors finals playoff game. And my voice gave out at the same time LeBron's legs did, right at the end of the third quarter. I was yelling too much at the referees and cheering too much positively as well. And now 2 days later, I'm barely able to make sounds with my voice, so I apologize greatly to you for not being as clear-voiced as normal. But we have a great show lined up for you. Why every virus you've ever had can be seen in a drop of blood and what that means to you. We talked in the first hour of this show. You can always get us on the first hour by going to RadioMD.com. By Tuesday afternoon, it's locked and loaded. Sonar has it up in the archives, and you can hear what we talked about if you happen to miss it. If you were getting dressed for something or missed it or were out of town, you can always get them. And one of the things we talked about was how consumer or community-sponsored agriculture, where you get a lot of funny vegetables, helps you stay with a diverse microbiome, which helps slow aging. So you'll have to go to that. But we're also going to talk about, many of us don't, because a lot of purchases in grocery stores are highly processed food. In fact, about two-thirds of them are, and that causes us a lot of problems. We'll talk about arthritis, and in fact, that's what I want to talk about in the first segment. But before we do that, I'm going to quickly brief what Gary Ginsberg's going to talk about. My favorite segment of the whole show is, of course, Gary Ginsberg. I tell you this every time. Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic and what's not? He will talk to us about that at 18 past the hour. And what he says is, in fact, he'll talk about our sportswear chemicals making exercise unhealthy, what that means for you. Which canned food brands contain BPA, and should you avoid them totally? Now, there's a drought in California, and he's going to talk about a question that I have. Should you really put in a artificial lawn? What are the chemicals in that, and do they leach into your food or into your water, or do they leach into you, if you will, in some other way through atmosphere? The EPA did a four-year study on fracking. What did they find out about drinking water, and what did they find out about earthquake hazards? Is fracking increasing them or not? And a new study strengthens the link between your eating arsenic in food, such as with rice, such as in the prior years before Dr. Oz got on them, the apple juice manufacturers and many other juices had high levels of arsenic, and they stimulate in people who are at immune risk shingles. So arsenic levels seem to trigger outbreaks of shingles and make it much worse. We'll talk to Gary about those, all of those, if we can, at 18 past the hour. But one of the things I wanted to talk about in this first segment is what arthritis does. So this is a story about arthritis. We'll get to the story about, in fact, the what our grocery store purchases are and what that means. And we'll talk about the virus and how one drop of blood can tell you about every virus you've had and how that differs between people in the United States versus Thailand and Peru, etc. But what I want to talk about now is arthritis taking a toll on your work and social life. Among adults with one chronic condition, those with arthritis are twice as likely to have work-related disability, and they're much more impaired in their social activities going out, so they get isolated, which causes them to age much faster. So if you've got arthritis, we want you to go and get a DHA, that is DHA omega-3. We want you to get an ALA omega-3. So there are three different types of omega-3. The ones that seem important for arthritis are ALA and DHA. Both of those separately, you can get them in food. So salmon, ocean trout have the DHA, and walnuts and flaxseed and canola oil, and a whole bunch of other things that I'm not mentioning, such as avocados, have the ALA. And you got to get both different types. They both have effects. We don't know whether they work together or not. As well as think about suppressing the symptoms with higher doses of aspirin. Make sure you take it with a lot of water, or with a non-steroidal, such as ibuprofen, if your doc thinks that's better. I actually think the old treatment with higher doses of aspirin, meaning you go up to 18 or 20 aspirin a day, again, check with your doc. You don't want to do it if you've got a contraindication to it. But those actually really worked well at decreasing the pain, so you decreased your social isolation, you decrease your disability. But in adults with two or more chronic conditions, those with arthritis, again, were 50% more likely to have a work-related disability and have difficulty, and twice as likely to have difficulty taking part in social activities as those with even significant other medical problems. So arthritis, really the study showed, really takes a real toll on your work and social life. And I thought that was an important study because you can take action to impede that arthritis, that is to ameliorate both the pain and the disability. But you've got to be fairly aggressive with your physician in learning how to do that so that doesn't take a toll on your life. Other than that, they looked at it. It was the leading cause of disability other than smoking. And by the way, smoking makes arthritis much worse. And it's the leading cause of social life impeding of all of the chronic diseases. Early diabetes detection tied to fewer heart problems. We'll get to that after Gary Ginsberg as well. But what I want to do now is talk a little bit about this new test. This is it's developed at Brigham and Women's it's one of the Harvard hospitals, where they take a little bit of your blood, just a drop, and they soup it up. They use some chemicals to make your immune proteins show up better. So it's your proteins against the viruses. The average, if you will, this is really interesting to me. So it tests 206 species of viruses, more than 1,000 strains of them, and finds out that the average American has been exposed to about 10 stray species of virus, mostly the usual suspects like those causing colds, flu, GI illness, and other common illnesses. But there's a difference. So some people in Thailand and Peru had many more virus exposures, and sometimes this may be good, sometimes not, but hopefully through this we'll be able to find out what are the likely precedents in people developing cancer. So we already know that viruses such as HPV, human papillomavirus, causes cervical cancer, throat cancers, and anal cancers, and we have a vaccine against it. But we don't know which of the other viruses is likely to stimulate other cancers. Well, this little test, which they think can be done, people and women's when interviewed, can probably be done for under $25 in under 2 days. It now is $1,000+, and it takes up to 2 months to do it. But they think it can be automated much faster, much lower cost, and be a key help in learning what cancers are vaccine preventable. We'll be right back with Dr. Gary Ginsberg, my favorite section. What's Toxic.com is his website. What's Toxic, What's Not segment. We'll be right back. Stay well.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Each year, millions of people fall for dangerous fad diets and bogus weight loss products. Here's how to separate facts from fad. This is registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics with your Eating Right Minute. Fad diets give lots of promises and few results. Some are even dangerous. Remember these warning signs. A guarantee of rapid weight loss is a red flag. For long-term success, aim to lose about 1 pound per week. Never follow a diet that bans an entire food group or one that allows you to only eat from one group. Finally, there is no proof that eating specific foods at certain times of the day will help with weight loss. To create an eating plan just for you, see a registered dietitian and visit www.eatright.org. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
Are you an athletic person who's into fitness? Then you need to share with your friends the news about Action Energy's Sport and Fitness Energy Shot. It's made for you. Whether you're a weekend warrior or you keep a regular fitness regime, this exciting energy blend is the one. It's scientifically formulated to help sports and fitness enthusiasts increase their performance with a unique blend of caffeine, vitamin B12, electrolytes, raspberry ketones, and amino acids to help increase endurance. Now, that's the kind of sports and energy shot I like. Check out the complete line of Action Energy Nutritional Energy Shots available at selected retail stores or go to actionenergyae.com and check out the Sport and Fitness Energy Shot from Action Energy. Be the difference. actionenergyae.com. Action Energy is the proud sponsor of Drs. Oz and Roizen Articles and Health Tips on Radio MD.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case,
my arm is fine.
Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Hello and welcome back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. This is Sonar. We're having a little bit of trouble getting a hold of Dr. Mike. Hey, Dr. G, why don't you go ahead and get our first story going while I try to get them together.
Okay, Sonar, can you just verify that I am live and on the air right now?
Yes, sir, you are.
Okay, great. Well, you know, fracking, has been in the news a lot, mostly because it is such a potential economic and energy boon for a lot of the country. It's going on in places like West Virginia, Pennsylvania. Permissions are being sought all over the country, and there's been a lot of pressure on the US EPA, which is our major environmental organization. They're steward of the environment for the country, to make sure that industry and individuals do the right thing. And so the pressure has been on EPA to say thumbs up or thumbs down on fracking. The major concerns, of course, have been to groundwater, with all the hydraulic fluids that go into the ground to create these fissures, as well as then some of the natural radioactivity that can go into the groundwater from releasing natural things from the earth and it potentially getting into groundwater. So 5 years in the making, EPA has come up with their major study of fracking, and it turns out that it's a big question mark. I mean, EPA has stated that they cannot point to a single case, a single wellhead that has led to contamination of groundwater, proven groundwater contamination in the wells around it. But there's a lot of uncertainty around that. The proper studies just have not been done. They acknowledge that there's a lot of uncertainty. And so rather than this being, you know, some people have interpreted this as this being an all clear signal that we don't have to worry about fracking, we don't have to worry about the volcanoes, the earthquakes, or groundwater contamination. It gives the sense that it's probably not being done horribly wrong, that there are probably some companies doing a better job than others, but that it needs a lot more study and a lot more focus. This report shows just how little we really still do know about it. And, there have been activists who have made videos showing people's faucet lighting up from the methane gas that has gotten into their groundwater. Those have been disputed. So I think it's still, you know, the jury is out on the safety of fracking. I don't think anybody is pointing to this major EPA report as if now that gets off EPA off the hook because they did their homework. But it basically says there hasn't been enough funding, enough fair and open study of the subject. So Sonar Mike,
No, Nick. Sir, still trying to get him together, but if you believe us, we'll go ahead and start soon.
Okay, well, I'm going to talk about bisphenol A or BPA in canned foods. The Environmental Working Group just did a study about that. But Sonar, make sure you give me about a 30-second lead into the bump so that I know to start winding it down, because I'm not looking at a clock. And I could talk about environmental toxins all day. That's what I think about a lot of the time. But anyway, this is Dr. Gary Ginsberg here with Mike Royzen, who's still trying to get on the line. And at this point, I'm going to shift the focus to canned goods. And the lining, the waxy-looking, yellowish lining that keeps your food from tasting metallic, called bisphenol A or BPA, which is a plasticizer that great controversy has surrounded. Some data suggest some fairly strong health concerns. Other data don't suggest that, but prudent precaution dictates that, yes, we did get rid of BPA from bottles, that polycarbonate bottles that people often took with them to the park. Well, they haven't been removed. You know, there's a new study from Environmental Working Group of 250 brands. So if you want to see if your favorite brand of canned food does have a BPA liner in it, you can go to their EWG Environmental Working Group website, and look, they actually have brand by brand listed, and 31 out of the 250, 31 is too big a number for me to go through them now, but 31 out of the 250 claim, and this is all based upon a survey of the manufacturers, not actual testing, but they claim that they are now completely BPA-free. However, I have to say that that's also not, it's sort of like that EPA study, not necessarily the coast is clear kind of news, because the replacement chemical that is being used, there's two options as I understand it right now. There's bisphenol S, which study after study is showing is probably just as endocrine disruptive as BPA, or an oleo resin polymer that is more from natural products, that is not a plasticizer, that is probably fine. So we need to get down into the weeds a little bit more with this environmental work. Somebody actually needs to do the testing of the lining, not just do a survey of the manufacturers and find out exactly what the replacements are. The manufacturers wouldn't say what the replacements were. So the bottom line on canned goods is eat fresh as much as possible. Try not to eat a lot of food out of cans. And realize that when you go out to eat, a lot of sauces and pickled things are going to be coming from canned foods. Much better if they're coming from jars. So try to find restaurants that use as much natural and not canned products as well. Yeah. And then, did you want to say something?
Yeah, it's Mike back again. So I wanted to say, is there, when you buy frozen foods,
yes,
in other words, they usually come in plastic wrappers, if you will.
Right.
Are those BPA laden as well?
No, we don't think that that form of plastic is going to have a lot of BPA, very low traces, if anything, and it wouldn't be as available. So, of course, the most available place BPA is in the cash register receipts. I would say number two is in canned foods. Frozen foods, I just would not heat them up or reheat them in the plastic lining. I don't care what the instructions on the package say. Take them out of the plastic and heat them in a glass dish.
Now, let me go through one of my favorite questions. I have two more favorite questions of what you sent me, Gary. Actually, three. So the first one is, sportswear chemicals, are they reaching into your sweat? And do you absorb that? And does that mean we should wear a white undershirt over any colored outfit we have in any of the new Lycra sportswear? It defeats some of the purpose, right?
Well, you know, the high tech. Well, I don't think an undershirt is going to a cotton undershirt isn't going to do that much, because then it'll absorb into that and go through the cotton into your skin. So the problem is that the high tech wicking kind of outfits that people wear to do sports activities, they contain many brands contain perfluorochemicals, which have been increasingly shown to have a variety of problems. It can be absorbed through the skin, but especially when you're sweating, your sweat gets wicked into the material, but can also dissolve some of the perfluoros and get into the skin. I haven't seen a good study say exactly how much, but again, prudent avoidance dictates that you have a variety of different things you wear and don't just constantly wear those. And then the other thing is to hold down the odor. And from the sweat that gets wicked into it and held in the jersey, they will use disinfectants, maybe nano silver, or they may use a variety of other disinfectants. And so you've got a variety of chemicals that are in modern sportswear to make them not stinky and not sweaty. And, you know, it's dubious that we should be wearing those all the time.
Is artificial lawn okay?
Yeah,
right, I back at the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, a powerful body, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.
Can you tell if the surfaces in this kitchen are crawling with bacteria that could cause chronic arthritis? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands frequently with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick, or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com, where we want to stay well. And I apologize for the technical problems we've had, but Gary stood by and did a great job, so thank you, Gary, because this is always my favorite section. Now, tell me about artificial grass. California, obviously, having a drought. Should I put in artificial grass in the California home?
Well, they're calling it frass, so it's always fun when they coin a new name for something in the environment. But fake grass has some major upsides if you have a drought, and that's why the California government is promoting it. They are actually offering to buy people's grass. In other words, if you have a front yard that's grassed in California, you can cut a deal with the state government, apparently. I mean, I haven't seen this in action, but the news reports are you can sell your grass lawn acreage to them. I don't know what the going rate is, and put in artificial grass, and you never have to water it, and the state saves water. That's how bad the situation has gotten out there. Well, so the upside, obviously, no mowing, no herbicides or a lawn company that has to come and take care of your weed problems, and no watering. So that sounds like a trifecta, all good, all thumbs up, right? Well, you know, you do need to, but if you're running around, kids bouncing around on, you do need to buffer it with something. It could be pretty hard to fall on. And so what they have used for athletic fields are crumb rubber infills, which are very hot in the sun. So you probably don't want to do that around your house. So you create, especially in California, you'd really create a heat island effect. The polyethylene, the plastic grass itself is probably hotter than real grass. So that's one downside. I've heard of people watering, even though you're not supposed to water, just to hold the heat level down. But now I think most people are still at playing fields, they're still using the crumb rubber, which is pretty hot. But around homes, they're using a slightly more expensive version with some sand inlay, and the sand can move around, need to be replaced, could actually get into your house. And so it's not perfect. You know, you're not going to get the robin pecking at the worm on your front lawn. It is fake. We don't know what the long-term implications are of turning half the countryside or half the suburbia into wall-to-wall plastic in the sun, the phthalates that could be mobilized. We haven't thought about the long-term repercussions if this went widespread yet. In a couple of lawns, it wouldn't matter. But now that California is sounding like they may go fake grass, and the industry is loving it, but who knows what the long-term implications are. So it's just one of these trends to watch. Hopefully, people will go to xeriscape lawns, which are really drought-resistant plants and rock sculptures.
Well, someone of our listeners are listening in California because we've got three emails already on who do they sell their lawn to, and does the California government buy them the fake grass, the frass?
No, I don't think they'll buy them the frass. But I think that all part of the inducement is that they will give you some money to rip up your grass and turn it into frass. I don't know the details of where to go to make that deal happen. Definitely look into it. I think the state of California website should say something about that.
Okay, we'll have to look into that. Now, what about arsenic and shingles? And is this the arsenic we get from rice and from apple juice and that kind of thing? So tell us about that.
The clearest evidence is people who have recovered from arsenic overdoses, either in the workplace or from spraying pesticides, which are now banned, or people who were treated with arsenic trioxide for leukemia. When they recover from the arsenic overexposure, the rates are higher to get shingles in these people. Now, why should that be? Well, most of us have been exposed to chicken pox. Most of us naturally, immunization type. Now, since the 1990s, you could be immunized to chicken pox. But a lot of us growing up were exposed to the natural form, and that does have a cycle. The virus stays in your body and can come back as shingles. Arsenic knocks down your immune system. It's known when your immune system is low, you're more likely to get the virus to become reactivated and to cause shingles. So it makes sense that arsenic, which is somewhat immunotoxic, can make it more likely that a latent shingles infection will come to the surface. Supposedly 98% of us are seropositive. In other words, we have antibodies against the Varicella zoster virus. And in this study that was just done on the NHANES database, it showed that instead of 98% being that there were statistically fewer people that were seropositive if they had higher arsenic levels. There was like a direct correlation. And that was from two rounds of two different NHANES studies that was true for. So it seems like a fairly strong correlation. And this was for arsenic levels that are out there in the general public. There's a wide range of arsenic out there in the general public. Most of it comes from either high drinking water or high drinking water combined with high amounts in your diet. So you definitely want to test your well if you're on a private well. If you're on public water, probably not a big deal because that's tested and that's taken care of. But if you're on a private well, you could well have high arsenic, especially certain parts of the country. You want to get that tested. And then I think probably the biggest food source that we're seeing so far is probably rice, and you want to moderate your intake of rice. Try to eat a variety of grains.
So, and if you do love rice and you want to eat it, try and get it that is imported rice, believe it or not, has much less arsenic in it right now.
Yeah,
I think that's due, as you told us, was rice is grown in fields that used to be used for cotton, where arsenic
right.
was okay to be used in cotton right. growing fields as a pesticide.
Right. And the arsenic
Gary, I want to thank you. And it apparently is that arsenic suppresses your response, your immune response to the, if you will, the chickenpox virus.
Exactly.
In any case, I want to thank you very much, and I apologize for the technical problems both to you, Gary, and to our listeners, but we're back on and full ready to go. And the next segment, we're going to be talking about grocery store purchases, our highly processed food, what that means to you. And then we're also going to talk about the many of the other stories, one of which is that early diabetes detection is tied to a reduction by about 50% in heart attacks. So the earlier you get treatment, and then problem drinking. How many people in the U.S. do you think problem drinking affects currently? We'll be back in a little bit on You, the Owner's Manual radio show. Sonar, if you can come on and tell me, did I hear you're saying that we have about 60 seconds left in this segment? So let me try and talk about the problem drinking. 33 million adults have problem drinking, and almost all have not sought help, according to a government survey that suggests that rates of problem drinking have increased in recent years. 36,000 people were surveyed during 2012 and 2013 about their drinking habits, including current or within the past year. If you look at it, about 14% of adults in the U.S. were current problem drinkers. That means 33 million nationally and 69 million at some point in their life. That's a real problem. We'll talk about it a little bit more when we're back in a few seconds. Stay well on Radio MD.
Okay, here's the business opportunity you may have been waiting for. You know about energy shots and how popular these healthy drinks are. Did you know that the energy shots industry is expected to double by next year? Don't you think it's time you get in on the action? Well, you can with Action Energy Licensee Opportunities. This is absolutely not multi-level marketing or network marketing. Nope. Action Energy's business model is similar to other major products like Snapple. This is your own business where you can make 30% to 100% profit on sales in one of the hottest health industries going. Take a look at the different opportunities at actionenergybiz.com. That's actionenergybiz.com. A healthy business with healthy profits for you. Action Energy is the proud sponsor of Drs. Oz and Royzen articles and health tips on Radio MD.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things, and it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
How would you like to turn back the clock to a more youthful you without surgery or painful injections in the comfort of your own home? A weekly Purigenix collagen mask and daily serum application will make your face look smoother, lift sagging and loose skin, and restore the promise of youth to skin weakened by aging, sun damage, and acne scarring. This amazing product has been sold only to plastic surgeons and skincare professionals, but Purigenix is offering it to the listeners of Dr. Suzanne Wellness for Life Radio for $300 below the retail price with free overnight shipping. Simply go to drsuzanne.com/collagen to receive this special offer and turn back time to a sexy, younger you. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/collagen.
Each year, millions of people fall for dangerous fad diets and bogus weight loss products. Here's how to separate facts from fad. This is registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics with your Eating Right Minute. Fad diets give lots of promises and few results. Some are even dangerous. Remember these warning signs. A guarantee of rapid weight loss is a red flag. For long-term success, aim to lose about 1 pound per week. Never follow a diet that bans an entire food group or one that allows you to only eat from one group. Finally, there is no proof that eating specific foods at certain times of the day will help with weight loss. To create an eating plan just for you, see a registered dietitian and visit www.eatright.org. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
There's more of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Presented by the Radio MD Network.
Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. Of course, if you can't listen to us online, on your live radio station or online live, and we're both, so I know a lot of you listen to us online, and hopefully a lot of you listen to us on your local radio station. And if you want to pick up back shows or pick up parts of the show you missed, not the technical glitch we just had, but other part of the shows you missed, go to Radio MD, look up You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show in the archives, and you find all of our shows. You can find this show posted usually by Tuesday of the following week. When we last talked on, we were last talking before the segment break for the commercials, which are wonderful, and we appreciate them. One of the things, and by the way, I think we have a new sponsor in Harvest Stone Snacks that look great online, so hopefully you're enjoying Harvest Stone Snacks. But we were talking about alcohol and the increase in alcohol rates, and the fact that they have gone up by about 30% in the last little bit. And the answer is we have no idea why they've gone up, nor any idea of what's caused or associated with the substantial increases in problem drinking and alcoholism. Dr. George Kube, who's director of the federal agency that did the survey that showed this increase, says it's unclear why problem drinking has increased, but he does further go on to say that many of us underestimate the dangers of this problem drinking, and that many won't seek help because of the stigma and denial. That is, they deny they have a problem, and that's true. So what you have to do, if one of your friends or family member is a problem drinker, it's up to you to help them get aid. It's up to you to help them see the reasons for treatment and to get them to some experts who can help them. The One of the other stories we talked about today was the advantage of the new cholesterol management drugs. So everybody knows about the statins, S-T-A-T-I-N-S. Atorvastatin, rosuvastatin are some of the common ones. Atorvastatin, which is the name of Lipitor, costs maybe at some of the places like Walmart and Walgreens and Costco. The big box stores may cost, when you put a prescription in, as little as $4 for a 90-day supply. So you could get a year's supply on that prescription for $16. Well, one of the new preparations for managing LDL cholesterol doesn't have a lot of the benefits that atorvastatin and rosuvastatin have. The statins not only manage LDL cholesterol by lowering it, but have anti-inflammatory and anti-cancer effects, which aren't in the new drugs. But the new drugs dramatically lower LDL cholesterol. According to the FDA summary of the FDA study section that met, they won't approve these drugs till sometime in, as I understand it, sometime July 24th, they will have a decision on it. But, and when they get approved, there will be stories about how dramatic the LDL decrease is, and it is dramatic. It's a 40 to 60% decrease. But just remember, one, you pay a price for that. It's $1,500 a month or $400 an injection for weekly injections of this medicine, the new medicine that dramatically lowers LDL cholesterol. So the only people the drug companies, I'm sorry, the insurance companies will pay for, or the Medicaid or Medicare, are those with strong allergic or immune reactions that give muscle pain and other severe problems with the usual statin drugs. And the second thing you won't benefit from is that the statin drugs have patients' risk of dying from cancer and from serious infections. That is, the other inexpensive statin drugs, now atorvastatin is one of those, apparently have benefits in fighting infection and in fighting and in reducing your risk of cancer. So don't go away from the atorvastatin and rosuvastatin. Maybe you should add, if you can tolerate those, maybe you should add one of the other, injectable drug if you can't go up on the dose high enough because of muscle problems or other relationship problems, meaning allergic reaction problems to the statin drugs. But if you can tolerate the statin drugs, they seem to be not only much less expensive, but also have a number of other benefits for you. Before we go, I want to get in a couple more stories, one of which is the science fails to see the benefits of eating placenta. Placentas, some people, bodybuilders, etc., eat it thinking that it's great for them, that it'll make their muscles stronger, etc. Well, four human and six animal studies show there's no benefit, not any benefit, from consuming statins. And of course, they do have risks. The risks are relate to the infection rates that can occur since placenta is not sterilized and often comes through something that is even worse. Now, New York Times Ask Well column this week. Catching a disease from a toilet seat, is it risky? Are toilet seats risky? A lot of women, 85% of women, hover over toilet seats, and almost three-quarters of the remaining use paper protection, seat protection. Is there any need to it? And the answer is probably not. Basically, toilet seats are relatively low risk compared to other surfaces. Toilet seats are solid. You won't see any infectious or sexually transmitted diseases unless you actually see poop or other stuff hanging out. So if you take a toilet seat and just run it over once with alcohol wipes, you've got 99.5% of the junk away from the toilet seat. Much more likely to catch an infectious disease from a remote control or from a computer that is shared with a coworker. Much more likely to get an infectious disease that way than from toilet seats. Heartburn drugs linked to heart attacks. We'll come back and talk about that next week more, but Prilosec and Prevacid, increase the heart attack risk by 20% in those people taking them, probably related to what they do to changing stomach acidity. So when we come back, we'll talk about those next week. And the only thing I wanted to remind you of for this week is partner yoga. Partner yoga doubles the pleasure and halves your stress level. And yoga is, instructors are now being certified in partner yoga and all kinds of yoga teaching at the Cleveland Clinic, which probably means that yoga is a very valuable tool that you can use to reduce stress and to improve enjoyment and pleasure of life. So try partner yoga. We'll get things on the Radio MD website next week about how to do partner yoga. In the meantime, this is Dr. Mike Roizen, You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.